You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
We're, of course, familiar with your film work, but we're not as familiar with your the other artistic side of you. Could you tell us a little bit about
your Let me tell you the reason this happened. There's a feeling that you get when a movie wraps, that it's now, the sets are torn down, the people all go different directions. It was an event that never really happened that we tried to create. And I was standing on a set in Prague looking at this giant set, and I was thinking, I want to make artifacts. I want to make tiles that are connected to this as if we dug up artifacts.
That
was the reason.
That's very interesting. Because I was thinking about that, too, in this little profile. It says, in creating pottery, he finds a place of contentment, peace of mind, and hope for the future. And I was wondering, well, what if somebody in the future finds these tiles?
Absolutely.
What are they going to think about?
They're going to think it happened. It's almost as if it's exactly what I want to happen.
Yeah.
They'll pick it out and go, I got to get to the bottom of this. I mean, I when I was a kid, I used to think, I'm going to dig up a car, you know, that was made like 10,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Their version of a 50 Chevy, you know. And it's always been intriguing, you know.
Yeah.
Or you know, I don't like grave robbers, really, like people that are digging up King Tut and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But in a sense, I would like, I think as a happening, I'd like to go around the world and bury my tiles in different places and let people find them.
Sort of like the ultimate time capsule.
Yeah, but also it would be like a happening. I should make artifacts that I want people to find, just so their curiosity is re-piqued about living, you know.
I don't want to get too Art Bell on you. Do you think maybe that there's been artists like you in the past that have kind of like, I'm going to play with the future a little bit?
I hope so, man. I hope there were people in the past with a sense of irony, a sense of humor. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so important.
The pieces, you have got tiles and you've got the massive platter out there.
They're not even the big ones.
They're not even the big ones. There's ones bigger than
that? I'm making 36-inch platters.
36-inch. Oh, yeah. Wow.
They're beautiful. They're to go on a wall.
Yeah, or maybe my mantle.
Sure.
If I'm really nice.
But
no.
The other thing is that I make all these by myself. You know, I'm nobody working for me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But the idea is that when I'm not acting, I need labor bad. I really do.
Really?
You know, because you need something to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
I just can't live in a bubble waiting for another movie or, you know. I have a 5-year-old daughter. I mean, I got to be there for her.
Sure.
You know, so.
Yeah. What, you must get a much greater sense of control over your art, maybe, because in film, you do the performance, you work with the director as much as you can, but then there's editing and everything else.
Right.
With the ceramics,
let me tell you the difference. When I do a movie and I'm playing a character, I have a lot of secrets that I don't give the director that I'm using to make it work. So I have the same kind of feeling. It won't, but the difference, that is a big difference. I control that world. I mean, I'm the director, producer, I'm the writer, I'm the theme maker, you know what I mean? And it, my hands that do it. So it has that completeness to it. And you get it every firing. It's like a cycle. You make the stuff and then you fire it and then there's closure. It's really nice.
A very limited amount of experience with firing and all that sort of thing. And there's a lot of sort of randomness to the glazing and
it's
things
alchemy.
Like that.
It's like alchemy. You know? Uh-huh. Yeah, there is randomness.
And it sort of comes with experience and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You sort of explained the genesis of the Alien versus Predator pieces, but your other work, how do the ideas come to you? Or just, are you working with the material?
I'll give you an example. I love graffiti. I don't like it where it usually is found, but I love what it is, the energy of it, and the way it looks, and all that. Now I'm making graffiti tiles.
Really?
Because I think that we have been bored to death with white dinnerware, with pastel dinnerware, and with pastel and, you know, these just, they've gotten so desperate that now they're making tiles that are trying to look like rock, and it's not like anybody has an idea about what to go that they can have a hand in. So now I'm making tiles that have graffiti on them, and they're really fun. And also I'm doing a series of Millennium tiles. The first theme is the seven deadly sins.
Oh, wow.
And they're beautiful. Wait till you see these. They're very, very different.
Well, I think that's a good point to end on. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for your interest.
Buddy. Absolutely.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at DVDTalkRadio.com.